always have been and still is.
That was all James Delane can say when WMNF News asked him if he believes there is racial disparity in policing in Tampa. He is one of the more than 30 attendees of the community listening session Tuesday night. The U.S. Department of Justice Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, or COPS, came down to Tampa to hear from the community about the Tampa Police Department's controversial bike citation program. This was in response to the Tampa Bay Times investigative report published in April. The data-driven article showed that 8 out of 10 citations were issued to African Americans. After the article landed the Tampa Police Department in hot water, Mayor Bob Buckhorn and former police chief Jane Castor invited the DOJ to investigate the matter. Attendees who participated in the open forum had more negative than positive things to say.
Racial profiling with bicyclists, I don't think that it's fair.
My son died in the police custody.
Some emphasize that the public cannot trust the police if they cannot police themselves. Other attendees asked that the biking citation policy be suspended and even questioned its constitutionality. While most of the attendees believe that the biking citations are indicators of racial profiling, there were some who argued that this was not an issue of race, but rather an issue of people who cannot follow rules. Unfortunately, they say that it just so happened that most of these bikers who cannot follow laws are African Americans. Tampa resident Andre Hill hopes that after Tuesday's session, the Department of Justice will take immediate action.
A full-scale investigation needs to be launched into the practices of the politicians, the administrators, and the power brokers in the Tampa area.
COPS Assistant Director for Research and Development, Dr. Matthew Scheider, said that they will analyze all the gathered data and release their findings before the year ends.
And if called for, we'll issue recommendations as well for the police department to implement various reforms if needed. And then it will be incumbent upon the citizens of Tampa and on city managers and city leaders to work with the police department to ensure the implementation of those reforms.
Those who were not comfortable speaking in public were urged to either write on the comment cards or to individually speak with the panelists after the session. According to COPS Press Secretary Mary Brandenburg, they want to get as much feedback from the community as possible.
We'll have sign language interpreters here tonight as well as Spanish translators, because it is important for us to hear from kind of all facets of the community that are impacted by the issues that we're talking about here tonight.
Tampa residents who were unable to attend the listening session can go to vcpionline.org to submit anonymous feedback. For WMNF News, this is Nina Pushungula in Tampa.